There was so little response on his part. I found myself forcing questions, making conversation. I just wondered why Stephen wouldn't open up a little more. He usually did when exciting things happened. I was a little disappointed, frankly. But I sensed something was wrong. He'd been also so quiet all the way home when getting ready for bed. Suddenly, Stephen turned over on his side facing the wall, so I couldn't see his face. I wondered why. I lifted myself up just enough to see his eyes welling up with tears. "What's wrong, honey? What is it?" He turned back, and I could sense he was feeling some embarrassment for the tears and his quivering lips and chin, and he said, "Daddy, if I were cold, would you put your coat around me, too?" Of all the events of that special night out together, the most important was a little kindness, a momentary, unconscious showing of love to his little brother. What a powerful personal lesson that experience was to me then and is even now. You see, people are very, very tender, very sensitive inside. In fact, I don't believe age or experience or position makes much difference. Inside, even with the most toughened and calloused and sophisticated exteriors, are the tender feelings and emotions of the heart.